From Spark and Anvil and Tectonic Forge, this is Remake, in Chapter 1 of the Tectonic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Remake is a gentle tortoise tween. She has a beautiful patterned shell and moves slowly and thoughtfully. She always carries her special rock wheel, a circle of three linked stones. She has seen a great deal of time. Remake is calm and hopeful. She often says, "No rock is ever finished. It is only between shapes." She grew up on an old shoreline where every kind of rock lay near every other, and she learned young that they were all, secretly, the same rock at different moments. Her rock wheel is her best tool. It shows three kinds of rock in a ring. Remake taps the first. Igneous rock. Melted rock. Magma. That cooled and went hard. She taps the second. Sedimentary rock. Grains worn off other rock, pressed together in layers. She taps the third. Metamorphic rock. Rock buried so deep that heat and pressure changed it into something new, without melting it. Then she turns the wheel. And any of them can melt, or wear, or bury, and become another. Round and round. Nothing is wasted. Remake learned this from her grandmother, on the old shore. Her family were shorekeepers, slow and long-lived. One day, young Remake found a smooth pebble and asked what it was. Her grandmother held it up. "This grain of sand," she said, "was once part of a great mountain. The mountain wore away. The grain washed to the sea. It settled in a layer. The layer pressed hard into stone. And one day, that stone may sink deep and bake and change again, or melt and rise as new fire rock." Remake stared at the pebble, a whole mountain's life folded into one small stone, and felt a soft wonder open in her chest. Nothing here was ever really lost, only becoming. Remake made her slow way to Tectonic Forge at 12 because a place that studied the changing earth ought to understand that its very stone is always changing. Geo, her mentor, asked one thing. What happens to a rock when it is worn away, or buried, or melted? Remake turned her rock wheel. "It is remade," she said. "Melted rock cools to igneous. Worn grains press to sedimentary. Buried rock bakes to metamorphic. And any of them can begin the round again. No rock is final." Geo smiled. "You are appointed. You know the deepest renewal of all, that even stone is not permanent." In her workshop, Remake turned her rock slowly. "Everyone thinks rock is the most finished, permanent thing there is," she said. "But it is the opposite. Rock is always between shapes." She walked them around the ring. "Fire rock cools hard. Wind and water wear it to grains. The grains settle and press into layered rock. That rock buries deep and bakes into changed rock. And the changed rock, deeper still, may melt and rise as fire rock again." She let the children turn the wheel themselves, from stone to stone. The mountain becomes the sand, becomes the stone, becomes the mountain. It takes millions of years for one turn, but nothing is ever thrown away. Every rock you have ever held was something else before, and will be something else after. She spoke gently. "This is the kindest thing the earth knows. Nothing is wasted. Nothing is finished. Everything is only on its way to becoming the next thing." "No rock is ever finished. It is only between shapes, always being remade." And when Remake said it, her whole slow, patient self seemed to glow with a warm, settled peace. The deep comfort you feel when you realize that endings are not really endings. That even the hardest, most permanent-seeming things are quietly on their way to becoming something new. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to remake. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.